Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Right. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. In this program, I'm going to show you how to apply six small daily commitments to your writing life. These commitments will shift your thinking patterns, enliven your mind, and invigorate your creativity, and help you attract abundance into your life. As I relate these commitments to your writing, you'll find that writing will be easier, you'll have more confidence, and your fear will eventually evaporate. The first commitment, Monday's commitment, is to know. Know what? Know about yourself. The more you get to know yourself, the easier it will be to realize your grand vision when it comes to writing. And your grand vision is something I'll be talking a lot more about as time goes on. And through our discussions here, I'll even help you create yours. Of utmost importance when getting to know yourself, though, and the very first thing you should do right now, is give thanks. Be grateful. Express gratitude for everything you appreciate in your life. Because knowing what is right in your life and being grateful for it brings about more of what's right. This is absolutely an amazing technique. Why does it work so well? Because it completely shifts your thinking. And this is something you'll notice right away. Some of the techniques that I talk about with these commitments take some time to produce results, but this one you'll notice within minutes, literally minutes. Here's an example of how gratitude helped me in my life recently. I had been in a slump for a few days where nothing seemed to be going right. Everything was annoying me. I just couldn't seem to get what I was after. Over those days, I found myself spiraling into negativity. My thoughts had become less optimistic than usual. Worse, I found that I had a very short fuse, and I was easily irritated. The street I was walking down was too crowded. It was too hot outside. The bag of groceries I was carrying was way too heavy, and it was hurting my arm. Pretty soon, I got to the point where I had had enough, and I made the decision to start feeling grateful. How lucky am I to live in such a beautiful city, was my very next thought. I'm so thankful it's not raining and storming right now so that I can be outside taking this walk. And come to think of it, this breeze feels really nice. I'm grateful that I can afford the groceries I just bought. And I realized how many negative thoughts I'd been producing and the words I had been using in those thoughts. This is terrible, or I'm so annoyed by whatever it is, or I can't stand such and such. And you know what happened? The irritation disappeared, I felt happier, and things just started to fall into place, which of course led to more positive thoughts. As you can see, it really doesn't take much to get into this frame of mind, other than just the conscious choice to do it. You might be asking yourself, what does this have to do with writing? Well, let me tell you where this is headed. It's all part of a process that will unfold as the days and weeks go on. You'll learn about defining your grand vision and your personal mission statement. What we're doing right now is pouring the foundation for a structure that will ground you in your writing. It'll help you identify and overcome fear and gain confidence in your writing. It will help you set up a daily writing system for yourself, and once you have that, you'll find that you'll be more productive, more focused, and much more driven to finish your work. So I have an assignment for you today. It's to commit to feeling grateful. Right now, today. Sit down and write five things you're grateful for in your life. In other words, five things that are very much right about your life. And go through the rest of the day thinking about what you've come up with. Also, monitor your thoughts, and if you have any negative ones, replace them with what you're grateful for. I can't stress enough how much this will help you to be more hopeful, more optimistic, and happier. And these commitments are not just for your writing life. You can apply them every day, in every situation, and they'll help you live a freer, more balanced, more abundant life. One thing I'll be doing continually, by the way, is asking you to email me with the ways you've put these commitments to use. And I'd love to hear what you're grateful for in your life, if it's not too private. Please go to dreamplaywright.com/feedback, dreamplaywright.com/feedback, and send me an email. You can tell me one thing you're grateful for, or you can tell me an entire story about how gratitude has affected your life in a positive way. Thanks for listening today. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about the program, please go to dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.